Philippians 5, 7. We walk by and not by. Anyone who has ever accomplished great things for the kingdom has had to walk with their mess for at least one season. From Genesis to Revelation, you have never seen a man or a woman of God advance great things from a multi-generational perspective where they build a beautiful altar for the next generation, a memorial, metaphorically, prophetically speaking, leaving a legacy behind. Unless they have at least one season where they had to walk with their mess. That's why I'm afraid of people who've never been through anything. Oh, Señor. There's a battle going on right now, and the battle is between the mess and the miracle. The battle is between the mind and the mantle. The battle's between the thoughts in your head and the calling upon your life, between your memories and your imagination, between fear and faith, anxiety and anointing, drama and destiny. But how many here don't just hope, feel, or think? How many know the battle has already been won? 1 Corinthians 15, 57. Let's land it. Stand with me. You are standing. Christ is our victory. Sometimes you walk. Why do you walk with your mess? Because when your integrity is greater than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. And when your praise is louder than your pain, when your praise is louder than your pain, I said, when your praise is louder than your pain, there's not a devil in hell or a demon on earth that will be able to stop you. As we finish, don't settle for trees. This is so trippy because right here, why would Jesus do this? This is the moment in scripture where he goes, did it work? Did it work? Wait, was he second guessing himself? Did Jesus have a bad day? Did he not have his almond milk latte that morning? It was all on purpose. Absolutely. Absolutely intentional. What do you mean, Pastor Sam? He does this. And he responds and says what? Technically, yes. I see people, but they look like Jesus wanted to see whether or not he would settle for trees. If he asked a question, he already knows the answer. He wanted to know if he would be completely truthful. This guy could easily have said this. He could have said in his mind, well, at least something is better than, right? There are so many people in the church who have settled for trees. They settle for a partial healing. They settle for half their family members being saved. They settle for a portion of their God-ordained destiny coming to pass. I'm here to tell you, after this cry-out experience, you will never settle for anything less than everything Jesus paid for. I need you to shake your neighbor and tell him, don't settle. Don't settle. Don't settle. Don't settle for trees. Don't settle for trees. Don't settle for trees. Is it, If you're committed to never settling for trees, raise one hand. If you will never settle for trees in yourself, in your health, all the five aspects of health that I just referenced, spiritual, physical, mental, relational, financial, if you will never settle for trees, raise them really high. If you will never settle for trees in your family, raise them a little bit higher. Don't settle for two of your kids being saved and two going to hell. Don't settle for a mediocre marriage when your marriage should be thriving, and just blossoming for the Lord. Don't settle for perpetual debt and indebtedness and poverty from a multi-generational perspective. Don't settle. Don't even settle for your generation to tolerate things that we should annihilate in the name of Jesus. If you're never going to settle again, lift up your hands. When Pastor Keon and I were doing the podcast, I heard that's where the confirmation came. When the Holy Spirit just told me, you're going to preach on don't settle for trees. Tell the conference, don't settle. Don't settle. Don't settle for trees. God gave me a word when I was a kid. And my parents are good Christians, but they're not pastors. And I'm a math guy. I went to Penn State, graduated from Lehigh University. I'm a math and science guy. I still believe that science and faith are not enemies. Quite the contrary. It is the same continuum of God's deposit of wisdom. Absolutely. And math is God's language. So if you never did good, if you did not do well with algebra, repent. You need to repent. And calculus is like speaking in tongues in the math world. It's like...
Who are we? We are a church. We are a community of Christ followers. We are disciples and disciple makers. Who are we? We are societal architects, cultural reformers. We are atmosphere shifters and atmosphere creators. Who are we? We are worshipers in spirit and in truth. We are the light of the world. We are a city on a hill. We are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. We are world changers and we are history makers. We are the answer to the problem of relativism and deconstructionism, of chaos and anarchy. Who are we? We are God's children. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-based, spirit-empowered, multi-ethnic, multi-generational community, passionate about the gospel of Christ. We're wired, but we're not weird. We are passionate. We're definitely not complacent. Who are we? We are New Season, fully committed in the name of Jesus to doing nothing less than changing the world.
We don't leave. We stand. I was called since I was a kid. I mean, by name, they called an Assembly of God church. They called me out. They said, Sammy, a guy came in, never met the guy before. The prophetic flowing. Y'all talk about Matthew Stevenson, who's my buddy. I don't know if he's coming. He's coming. That's my boy. That's man. I love him. He's legit, completely legit. And so it just, God's book, everything we do with the movies, doing this, doing that, just societal architects, all because I can't settle for anything less than everything Jesus paid the price for. In me and in the people around me. So I know we've all been through moments where we walked with our mess. I know we've all been through chapters full of angst and consternation and pain. We've all been through it. I've been through it. You've been through it. But we have to be careful in exacerbating, elevating, amplifying the marketing campaign of what the enemy would like us to focus on. Which means what? For the love of holy God, stop saying, look what the devil did, and start shouting, look what the Lord has done. I dare you to look at somebody and tell them, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. I will not settle. I will not settle. I will not settle. I will not settle. settle for trees. Don't settle for an Ishmael when there's an Isaac with your name on it. Don't settle for manna in the desert when there's milk and honey waiting for you in the promised land. Don't settle for I am okay when he paid the price to give you life and life abundantly. I got a couple of minutes here. I'm going to do it. If this word was 192.3% for you, raise one hand. If you're going to open up your eyes to the new, if you're going to open up your eyes to God's DNA, if you're going to open up your eyes to God's original plan for you and your family, if you're going to open up your eyes to everything Jesus paid the price for, and you will never, ever settle for trees ever again. In every contract negotiation, in every job offer, are you with me right now? I'm preaching to somebody here. In all that you're talking about, never settle for anything less than everything Jesus ordained for you. So if this word is for you, if you're saying, Pastor Sam, I don't know how we're going to do it, but if you need to walk out of your mess and step into your miracle, come out of your seat right now and join me real quick. Go. Real quick. Real quick. As you come down, just lift up your hands and just watch the mess become a miracle. Hey! Take them to wash himself. Go ahead. You guys, right here. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey! I sense the Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. What did Jesus pay the price for? Salvation, deliverance, and healing. Eternal life, abundant life, and new life. For you to live a holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. And with that life, you change the world. That's what he paid the price for. Giving you identity, spiritual intimacy, integrity, influence, and innovation. Your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit will be in perfect alignment of the word and the will of God. The moment you don't settle for trees. This is going to be a little bit tough. I want you to hear me, and the Spirit of God will confirm this in your spirit. Don't surround yourself with anyone who settles. You could have acquaintances, but watch this. Remember the blind man, the one who was born blind? Why did he go wash himself? He couldn't see, but he could what? Who speaks into you is way more important than who speaks about you. Y'all get that? Who speaks into you? The closest people around you who influence your trajectory. Make sure you surround yourself with people that don't settle for trees. I sense the Lord. Lift up your hands. I'm going to give it to Pastor Keon here. Oh, I feel God. Heavenly Father, we've gathered here at Cry Out in Houston, Texas. This solemn assembly, this holy assembly. With a commitment to never, ever again settle for anything less than everything Jesus paid the price for. We will never settle for trees. We won't settle for the old. Oh, we're going to open up our eyes to the new. We won't settle for the temporary markers. We're going to open up our eyes to your DNA. We won't settle for distorted deliverables. We're going to open up our eyes to your original design for each of us in our respective families. We will not settle for trees. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I receive this word. As for me and my house, we will never settle for trees. We will never settle for anything less than everything Jesus paid the price for. Salvation, deliverance, healing, eternal life, new life, abundant life. All of God's promises, without exception, belong to me. I will not settle for anything less than everything Jesus paid the price for. In the name of Jesus, we're going to do something. Your heart, your head, and your hand are coming in alignment. That's your cognitive, your affective, and your practical. That's information, inspiration, impartation. God is putting everything in alignment. Your thoughts and your actions. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that's Apostle Paul's prayer, says, may your mind, body, soul, may the all of you be holy, be whole, be shalom, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. And then in verse 24, he says, he who called you is faithful to do that very thing. So you're stepping into a season where God's putting everything in perfect alignment inside of you. You're going to wake up in the morning. You will no longer wake up depressed or anxious. You will wake up prophesying, decreeing, and declaring, releasing, affirming, validating God's promises in you, with you, for you, and through you. That fear that has tormented you comes to an end right here, right now. By the time you get home, wherever there was a mess, you will find a miracle. You believe it? You really believe it? All right, Pastor Keon, come on up. Let me give you this. Yo, stay right there. If you can both come on up, First Lady, come on up, please. I'm going to do something now that will probably disqualify me from ever being invited again. But I'm still going to love them forever. If you can, I saw this, so I'm going to do it. I saw it here, and it's not, there's a prophetic purpose for it. Out of this conference, the launching, I saw this week too. I saw, like, the launch. So you have no idea what this is evolving, what will evolve. You have no idea. Tag, you're it. It is what it is. Enjoy the journey. Have fun. And I really mean that. Have fun. Shake off the small stuff and nothing can stop you. What heaven has started, hell cannot stop. This is unstoppable. Y'all know that, right? I mean, it really is. And on a plethora of platforms and different iterations. That's why I love this. This is like, Out of this conference, societal architects will emerge. Literally, people that will rebuild society in the image and the plan of hope, truth, love, grace, righteousness. Cultural reformers will emerge. Reconcilers will bring people together. This is going to become, and I love this, this is going to become a very multi-ethnic, kingdom, culture, multi-generational conference. It is. This is, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. God's going to resource it all, blow it up even more. So I may not get invited again. But I'm going to ask y'all to do something. It's going to look silly, but it is, and it's prophetic. If you can't physically be you, boo, don't do it. But if you can, and maybe you can't, but if you can, I want you to squat like this for a second. Just like that. Work those calves, baby. When I count to three, I want you to jump up. Now, it's not just jumping. It's a prophetic act of you being launched. Whatever held you down will never have the power to hold you down ever again for the rest of your life. That's what I saw. You will never settle for trees. Your life is about to radically change. You're about to occupy the promises of God like never before. Yeah. At the count of three, you get up. You and your family will never be held down again. And give God the biggest praise. Are you ready? It's time to cry out. 1, 2, 3. Somebody shout like it's done. Praise like it's done. Worship like it's done. don't settle. I love you. I'm honored to be with you. You have a Latino brother from Cali that's in covenant with you. May the strength of the Father, the grace of the Son, the anointing of the Holy Spirit make this season the best, most fruitful season of your life as you never settle for trees. I want you to keep me in your prayers. Watch our movies. Y'all know that my ride or die, y'all know that. It's Devon Franklin and I, we do movies together, and we've done Breakthrough, and we did another movie together, and Flaming Hot, and now I'm doing, there's 5 films that I'm currently working on. 5 different films. To God be all the glory. It's all Him. And God is just opening up. We're starting our own production company come next month because we have no choice. Just the amount of work is just crazy over the top. And He's doing some great things. And we have a wonderful church in L.A. and in Sacramento. Pastor Keon's been to Sacramento. I'm going to bring him over to L.A. for a conference. And it's amazing. It looks like heaven to church. It really does. It's 40% a Caucasian, which is code word for white. It's for reals. It is. Google it. 40% black, 40%, and then there's 10% Latino, Native American, Asians, and it's about 68% millennial. It's a young church. He's been there. They love him there. We have a statue of Keon right there next to the Apostle Paul. So, if you're ever in the Sacramento, Los Angeles region, we would love to host you as long as you come back home to the church. So listen, y'all, we love you. There's a book coming out in September. God's already blessing it, called Fresh Oil, Holy Fire, New Wine. I'm going to do something in the back table. I'm not going to sell books back there. If you go online and purchase this book, if you purchase this book online, you pre-order it, right? We're going to give you a book free back there in that back table. So you get a free book back there if you purchase this book now online on Amazon, even if you think Amazon is the Antichrist's algorithm. Hey, keep me in your prayers. Let's do one thing together in the name of Jesus. No joke. Don't settle for trees. Let's go change the world. God bless you. God keep you.
This is Pastor Sam Rodriguez. What if I tell you, you and your family are stepping into a season of fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine? Listen carefully. If the enemy has been attacking your mind recently, there's a reason for that. If he's been attacking your health recently, there's a reason for that. If the enemy has been targeting your finances, your relationships, your calling, your purpose, your mantle, there's a reason for that. What if I tell you the very same areas the enemy has been attacking will be the very same areas that God is about to bless and use for His glory? The very areas recently under attack will experience, watch this, fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine, all biblically substantiated. The anointing is the Holy Spirit, 1 John 2:27. God's about to do something new in you, with you, for you, and through you for the glory of His name. David was anointed 3 times, 3 different times. You're about to receive a new anointing that will enable you to slay the giants of your generation, to bring back the glory of God into every circumstance in your life, and to give Him all of the glory. Fresh oil is coming your way. Fresh oil is coming your way. The oil for your lamp, the oil for your jars, the anointing to be able to show the world that Christ is everything in your life. But not just fresh oil, there's holy fire coming your way. Now you may say, Pastor Sam, I received the word about fresh oil, but I don't want God's fire. Yes, you do. God's fire, Matthew 3:11, Acts 2:3, Hebrews, that fire is not a punitive fire. It is a sanctifying fire. It is a purifying fire. It is a fire that prepares you, a fire that preserves you, and a fire that promotes you. You heard me correctly. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God will save you from the fire. He will save you in the fire, and He will save you with the fire. That fire is coming your way. This is not a fire that will punish you. It will literally catapult you into the next season. It is a fire where God will remove from inside of you and from around you everything that will serve as a deterrent to the fulfillment of His purpose in your life. Somebody say, holy fire, holy fire. Listen to me carefully. Remember Acts 28? The Apostle Paul, a snake bit him, came out of the brushwood. When that snake hit the fire, it jumped out. And then Paul shook it off and put it back into the fire. I declare there's holy fire in your house, because holy fire means your house, your mind, your relationship going forward is a snake-free zone. Did you hear me? Because of God's holy fire, your mind, body, soul, and spirit, your children and your children's children, your family, your calling, your purpose, your ministry is nothing other than a snake-free zone. And then what else is coming your way? New wine. New wine is a new joy, a new infusion of God's shalom. Amos 9:13 says, I look up, wherever I see wine being poured down coming my way. The sower and the reaper taking over one another. Blessings that I can't count. There is new wine coming your way. I wrote this book to capture this prophetic message for you and your family, all biblically substantiated for such a time as this. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. Receive this message. I want you to go right now online. Go on Amazon. Purchase this book today with its corresponding study guide. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. This prophetic mandate will shift your life forevermore. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. If this is what you believe God for you and your family, purchase this book today. Buy it right now. And let's do one thing together with fresh oil, with holy fire, with new wine. Let's go change the world.